Stupidity has been presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Welcome to a journey inside the soul of one of sports media's brightest minds. A profoundly nuanced odyssey called Stupidity. Hosted by the incomparable Stu Gotts, a man I consider a personal hero and icon of the industry. I want to make no bones about it. There is no Mike Greenberg today without the sensational Stu Gotts providing me the inspiration to chase my dream and challenge myself to be just half as brilliant as he is. Allow me, Mike Greenberg, a man who would probably today be doing traffic in Sioux Falls without Stu Gotts' influence, to welcome you to a truly transcendent sonic experience. This is Stupidity.
Welcome into another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. We've become the biggest podcast in the world thanks to you. We appreciate it. Stanzik, we are wrapping up the year here. Three episodes to go. First year in the books.
I know. I'm kind of impressed. We're in the mid-40s in terms of episode number, and the one-year anniversary is coming up here. And I'll have you know that the Golic Family Podcast got a cake for their one-year anniversary.
When was that again?
A few weeks ago. Happened to walk by the break room, saw a big cake with a picture of their logo on it. Think we're going to get anything?
Not money. I mean, if we get anything, it ain't going to be cash. That's the only thing I want anyway, you know? What do you think we're going
to
get?
Nah, I mean, stickers?
We're going to get a one-year extension. Do it for another year for nobody.
More work.
But I've enjoyed doing it. Honestly, we break chops about the money all the time. It'd be nice to get paid, but I'm okay because I enjoy doing this with you. Stan, it's become, I'm being serious here, not to get too sentimental, but it is the holiday season. I am being serious here when I tell you, this is one of the best parts of my week, sitting here doing this with you. You might not feel the same, but I'm telling you, for me, it is one of the best parts of my week.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you're the type that's always happy in front of a microphone. It's a little more stressful for me because I'm just kind of thinking of how I'm going to edit things and post it early in the morning on Thursdays, but it's been fun. It's been a good ride.
It's been a good ride, and we appreciate all the support we've gotten from the listeners and from the people who have joined this show. So we have a special surprise coming up for you this week. We have two guests coming out. Stanzik and I decided we wanted to finish out our first year with what we thought were the three best guests on Stupidity this year. So Adam Schefter going to join us today because the last time he was on with us, he lit up this podcast. Stanzik, he was going to Field Yates' wedding and he forgot his shirt, right?
Yeah, so it was after the Field Yates wedding. He recapped it for us and told us great stories from his time there.
Yeah, so next week it's going to be Mike Golic Jr. and the Weekend Observation crew. And the final week, and we did this in no particular order, we didn't rank them. These are just the three best guests that we have had on the podcast, we think, this year. With all due respect to all the other guests, except for that magician who came on, magician to the stars, the guy who made the Bears offense disappear. Darren Boss, great magician. That magician, f***ing terrible. And we'll finish out the year with Diana Russini, so Schefter coming up. But again, we did this in no particular order. Stanzik, those I think have been, we're going to offend someone. It's impossible when you rank three people over the course of 40-some-odd episodes not to get someone upset. But you would agree those were the three best guests we've had this year, right?
They were the three best that are also incredibly attainable for us to get again.
Very good point. I am certain I am pissing off Frank Caliendo, Hank Azaria, Mike Golic Sr. Oh, Phil Simms is going to punch someone in the face. Hopefully not his son.
And the priestess. You love the priestess.
I love the priest. I love all our guests except that one magician. We had Kenny G on. It's been a great year.
Yeah.
It really has been a great year. But we have a very special surprise for you for the holidays coming up on this episode. It's not Adam Schefter. It's a guest coming on after Adam Schefter that I promise you, not famous, but you've definitely heard the name. If you've listened to this podcast or any podcast in America, Stanzik, you have heard the name of our second guest today.
It's quite a tease.
It really is. First, let's speak to Schefter. Stupidity!
Stu, we have Adam with us.
Hello, Adam.
How you doing?
We're doing good. How are you?
Doing great.
Adam, you sound like you're all business. You want to get in and out. I can hear it.
Yeah, that's what I feel.
No. I'm okay.
Because we have honored you here. Just so you know, we are wrapping up our first year of Stupidity, and we are honoring the three best guests that we believe we've had on the podcast. and you were one of those three. So congratulations to you.
Well, that's quite an honor. I got to dial up my energy level then if I'm going to be accepting this honor. You know, I've never in my career been, forget about winning an Emmy, Stu Gutz, nominated for an Emmy. I've never been nominated for an Emmy, okay, in 15 years in television.
Yeah.
I've never won the War Room Fantasy Football League, which I got eliminated from the playoffs last week. And so these things in life that I've really aspired to do, that I've dreamed about doing, that I've wanted to conquer, hills that I want to climb, I just can't get it done. But the fact that I am now being honored as one of the three memorable guests on the annual Year of Stupidity, I mean, I don't know what else a man could ask for.
Well, exactly right. I mean, and what you get is a picture of me sitting on a toilet. So expect that in the mail coming anytime soon, okay?
Well, it will hang up in my main office, yes.
Really? In the main office? Like when they cut to you at your house from your office, we may or may not see me sitting on a toilet?
Absolutely.
Adam, it's a sticker. Would you be willing to put that sticker on the Michigan helmet that is behind you in your TV shots?
Oh, please say yes.
Well, I don't want to deface it. I mean, you know, that's a Michigan helmet.
I think you'd improve it.
You would. I mean, have you watched your team play lately?
Yeah, I'm going to move the helmet to the bathroom, and I'm going to put the sticker on a prominent spot in my office.
Now, like Stanzik, I could actually send him something very nice. It's almost like art, because we presented Stan Van Gundy with the Stupidity logo, framed everything, and Stan was so excited to receive that when he was in studio with us in Miami that he left it there.
Wow. Wow. Well, listen, obviously it meant a lot to him.
Yeah.
You know, I would hope that, listen, you know, you win a coveted award like this, you know, like all this buzz about Adam Sandler being nominated for his first Oscar, winning his first Oscar for Uncut Gems, that, you know, there would be something that would really mean a lot to you in life. Like, you're coming out to Miami for the Super Bowl, like, you should be giving out gift certificates to, like, Joe Stone's Crabs or whatever it is, right?
All right, done. How about that?
What's the great steakhouse in South Beach? Prime?
Prime 112, yeah.
Yeah, Prime 112. Like, yeah, we were there the last time. We were there as an ESPN group having dinner. I don't know whether it was the night before the Super Bowl. I think it was the night before the Super Bowl. And I'll just say this. There was a former NBA player there who kind of accosted me on the way out, and people had to step in and get him away from me. The guy
really?
Oh yeah.
Why?
Dwayne Wade did that to you. I mean,
yeah, no, it was not him.
Oh,
somebody just as renowned.
Really? LeBron?
No.
Kobe?
Nope.
Are you going to tell us if we get it right?
I'll just say a unpredictable kind of character.
And
he seemed to be having a very good time that night.
Right.
And he was right on me the way he used to play defense and rebound.
Oh, I think I know who it is. Stanzik, I think I know who it is.
Go on.
Chris Birdman Anderson.
No, that's good. No, not Chris
I'm
Birdman
go
Anderson.
With Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, that's a very good guess.
But incorrect.
No. Very good guess.
So that's correct.
Very good guess. And all I can say is thank God for my
the worm.
Fellow producer, Seth Markman, the old 5'8", you know, stepping in, Mort stepping in. Like,
right.
It was a weird scene, man.
Listen, you have opened up this door. Can you describe it? And I have something for Seth Markman in just a second here. Mort had to get between you and Dennis.
Well, it was a group like the. I mean, it was a little weird. Like, you know, you're walking out, and I don't know what was going on. Like, all of a sudden, like, he felt like he was playing defense on me, and they just kind of had to step in there just to make sure that he
what
wasn't
did he
taking
want?
A charge or anything.
What did the worm want?
I don't know. It was a little odd. I'll just say that. You know, that was my last visit to Prime 112. The food was spectacular. The walk out of the restaurant was a little awkward. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, this is the guy who brokered peace in North Korea.
Yeah, I know. And he couldn't keep the peace in Prime 112.
Stanzik.
Schefter, I love this. Is why you're one of the three best guests this year on Stupidity. We hear shit that you never say. Like, Schefter, you never talk about this stuff unless you come on with me, and that's why we love you. I mean, you're going to be back next year.
No one asks. No one cares.
Yes, they do, though.
With you, I get to have fun, tell stories, and answer rapid-fire NBA questions. What's better than that?
Nothing. You're the best at it. What did Rodman want? Can you tell us specifically what he wanted?
I honestly don't know. I mean, it was just
crazy. Was it like a football question? Did he recognize you? Did he say, "Oh, you're Adam Schefter. Tell me about so and so."
I just think he was having a good time, a real good time, and he just felt generally combative. Hmm. And maybe that's just him. Maybe you guys have been around. I don't know.
So you called in the muscle. You called in some muscle. You got Mort and Seth Markman.
Exactly. And don't mess with Mort and Markman. I'm just telling you right now. Those are two guys you don't want to mess with.
Sounds like a law firm or something.
Mort and Markman, yes.
Mort, Markman, and Schefter.
I think Schefter, you get top billing there. Schefter, Mortensen, and Markman.
Yeah. That's
fair. Well, you know, it's a bunch of smaller guys who you know, listen, I think Mort's a very tough guy. You know, that, you know, he's a little older now.
Yeah.
But you'd want Mort on your side. You know, Seth, not so much. You know, but Mort, yes.
Serious question. If the three of you got in a fight with Dennis Rodman, you guys lose, right?
Yeah, yeah, easy. Yeah.
Who wins in a fight, you and Mort?
Right now?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think Mort's a tough guy. Like, didn't you guys put out the poll right now on the Lebertard show that who of the three, Tim Kirchin, Mort, or me, would be most likely to go into a murderous rage?
Yes.
Right? And I think we all agreed that it would probably be Mort.
Let me see how the poll results came back on that one.
I'll tell you what, though, Schefter, you'd kick Markman's ass.
Oh, you'd mop the floor with Markman. I mean, come
on. That's not saying much. That's not saying much.
That's a good point. By the way, I'm looking up the poll results here. Markman said he would put me on NFL Countdown if I can get Bruce Springsteen to shake his hand. How about that?
Well, how do you do that?
Well, I was going to ask you.
Well, we're out of luck there. Okay, I wouldn't even know where to begin with that one.
Now, I will tell you this. Mort heard the entire thing. He texted me, and he said he has met Springsteen on several occasions, and he can make this transaction happen. I mean, that's exciting for me, isn't it?
Well, you know, Mort's a huge Springsteen fan. Seth's a huge Springsteen fan. I've been in the company of Bruce, but I don't know that I've ever actually met him.
Okay.
I've been in his company.
So Mort would kick your ass. This is ridiculous.
In his prime.
Listen, I am desperately trying to find the poll results of this murderous rage. I believe that Chris Mortensen won it going away. I believe that he did.
That would probably be accurate. I can't see Tim having that side. And while I have a temper and am known to get salty, I don't see myself in a murderous rage.
Adam, who are you a big fan of? Like Seth and Mort both love Bruce Springsteen. Who is that for Adam Schefter?
Well, I've got a lot of guys that I like and admire. I'll sound very middle-aged and very unhip and very white, I guess, but I really love Train. Like, I think they're great. I saw them this summer and had the chance to meet the great Pat Monahan, and those guys put on a great show, and I love their music, and it's just outstanding. So I'm a big Train fan. How about that?
You weren't expecting that, Stanzik.
I wasn't, but it was a great dismount. Schefter knows where he is.
I'm telling you, that's why this guy is top three guest in Stupidity history, man. So listen, Stanzik and I were talking before you came on. Ramona Shelburne and Woj did a deep dive into to the New York Knicks.
Yeah.
And anytime you put deep dive in the subject line, I'm probably going to delete that thing. I like a shallow dive. And so I'm wondering, you're a Knick fan, and so is Stanzik, and I'm a Knick fan as well, and I think we're all getting pretty tired of what's going on with this organization. I know you love the Knicks as much as you love any team. You don't, listen, you're not a fan, you're a reporter, but I know you're a Knicks fan, so are you?
It's hard to be a Knicks fan. Let me be very clear. Yeah, I'd like to see them do well,
right.
But there are very few organizations that are more difficult to root for than that team. I mean, it's just hard. They make it hard, right?
Yeah, like, they do.
Well, what have they given us any reason over two decades to be excited?
No.
I mean, ever since Charles Smith got stuffed at the rim, I don't think there's been a high point for that franchise.
We had that one season, Adam. We had the one season, the 12-13 season. We were the 2 seed, 54 wins. Steve Novak's hitting threes, the discount, double check.
Was that Mello?
Yeah, that was Mello. That's about all we've had in 2 days.
I do. You know, listen, without question, is my NBA fantasy team, okay? And I have two Knicks on there. I have Mitchell Robinson and Elfrid Payton right now.
Right.
I need Payton to dial up his performance a little
pretty
bit.
Pretty shitty fantasy team.
I mean, what a horrible fantasy team. Man. Seriously.
Just made a big trade today, too, in NBA fantasy with Jack Collinsworth. Big trade.
Did you really? I mean, who'd you get? Pick up that name you dropped, too. Right?
I traded him Kemba Walker and Andrew Holiday
right
for Damian Lillard, who I love, and Clint Capella.
Interesting.
It's a nice trade there, Schefter.
Okay. Well, we'll see. I don't know how it's going to work out yet. We'll see.
It's good to see you're busy at work today. I mean, geez.
Yeah, no. That is work, NBA. That is coming up with trades that I think help cement my roster and make it a favorite for a second War Room League basketball title.
I love you. I really do. This is why you're on again. And the last time we talked to you, you forgot a shirt and a jacket to Bill Yates' wedding, and that's the reason we're having you on.
Yeah, he just shipped me actually this past weekend. My birthday's coming up, and he was kind enough to send me a hat from the Nantucket Hotel. And he said hopefully that hat matches my shirt there to go along. So it's very nice of him.
Happy birthday, by the way, man.
Well, thank you.
What is your birthday?
My birthday is December 21st.
Oh, nice, man. Right around the holidays. What a great time.
Well, it's always fun. It's always enjoyable. It's the first day of winter, the shortest day of the year, which I guess is fitting to a certain extent. And, yesterday for my birthday, every year, Stu Gutz, how old are you now?
I am 47.
Okay. So I turn 53 later this month. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you probably are not far from doing this if you don't already do it. But every year around that time, I go and get my physical, my annual physical. Do you do that every year around your birthday?
Course. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yep.
That's always my birthday present to myself. But this year, 2 weeks ago, I was in the hospital for 3 to 5 days, 2 different hospitals passing kidney stones. Mm. And if you've ever done it, it is absolutely brutal. So yesterday was my annual physical day. But in addition to going to my regular doctor and getting, poked and prodded and everything like that, then I had to go to the urologist to go meet with him to go over the kidney stones. So it was a double whammy. I had one doctor take blood from one arm, the other doctor take blood from the other arm, and the two of these guys just go after me, man. It was not a fun day.
It sounds like a hell of a birthday. Jeez.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to me.
What's passing a kidney stone feel like? I mean, can you try to articulate that, describe that to me, Stanzik, and the audience here? It sounds awful.
Well, for those who have had it, they know. And again, I've had various people who have told me about it, and the nurses and doctors who treated me said that they've treated women who have given birth and passed kidney stones, and they would rather give birth than pass a kidney stone.
Wow.
And I think that that's accurate. It was 5 days of intermittent cramps, pain, nausea, headaches, feeling like you're throwing up, just writhing on the floor in pain. And there's nothing they could do until the stone passes. Now, I started to pass it on Tuesday. I was in the hospital early that morning, about 7 a.m., and spent all day in the hospital that day, got out that night, went home Wednesday. This was Thanksgiving week. Didn't feel great Wednesday. Thursday was worse on Thanksgiving. Missed the Thanksgiving celebration of the family. Friday morning, I woke up at 5 in the morning, and I told my wife I'm not going to make it. We had to go to the urologist that morning, but as soon as we walked in, he's like, get to the emergency room. Went to the emergency room, spent 2 days there. They were going to do surgery to take it out. They put in a stent, a whole big thing. But they were going to do the surgery so I could get back to work on Sunday, countdown in Bristol, and then be able to fly to Seattle Sunday night for Monday night countdown in Seattle with the Seahawks and Vikings. And I said, I'm not missing that. So, okay, let's do the surgery. But the doctor's like, well, the stone may have passed, and sure enough, it did that day. And all I can tell you is those 5 days, I wouldn't wish on anybody. Like, it was awful. It was brutal. And yesterday, meeting with my urologist, a couple of things that were interesting. First of all, the health company that shall remain nameless for the time being, that does our health care, rejected the hospital stay because they said it wasn't necessary. They didn't see me rolling around on the ground for 2 days, okay?
Should have taken a video and say, you think it's necessary now?
Yeah, so the doctor said, well, listen, we get this every now and then. I'll protest and let you know. I said, if they reject it, please let me know so I will publicly call them out on social media. Like, you got to be kidding me. Reject it. I could barely stay. I couldn't make it into his office before he dispatched me to the emergency room, okay? And they rejected
it. I love that you just said for now. Like, this Stugatz is so strong in you, Schefter. You're going to crush him at some point, aren't you?
Well, if they do what they've done to him so far, I'm going to. And I don't do that ever, but that's just wrong. Like, that's wrong. And then I forget where I was going with this, but.
Who knows?
You don't want kidney stones. That's the bottom line to that.
I got to tell you, shame on Field Yates for not reporting the passing of the stone. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, the funny thing was, if I can be very personal here,
go ahead.
I'm in the hospital that morning, and I get a text that Terrell Pryor was shot. Yeah. And I'm trying to confirm it as I'm trying to pass the stone. And as I'm doing that, it comes out that Freddie Kitchens was wearing that Pittsburgh Started a T-shirt. Mm-hmm. And I'm calling around to people to get some comments about this and figure out exactly what happened there, and literally was on the phone in the bathroom, okay, as I'm going there, going over the Freddie Kitchen stuff for Terrell Pryor at that. It was Terrell Pryor at that exact moment, and the stone passed, and I'm like, oh my God. Like, unless you've endured 5 days like that, you can't fully appreciate it. That is greater than your sticker that I got for being one of the three memorable guests of the year. I mean, that is something that will go down in my lifetime of achievements. Just passing a stone. Passing a stone. It's an unbelievable feeling.
Stanzik, he won't miss, countdown of the Sunday night game or the Monday game, but he will miss Thanksgiving. You heard that, right, Stanzik?
He's got his priorities.
Was he mad at you? I mean, was she mad that you missed Thanksgiving or concerned?
Well, she stayed home with me. And look, I mean, to me, minus the pants, a great Thanksgiving, just sitting on the couch, laying down under a blanket, watching three football games back to back while your wife is bringing you water and ginger ale and all those things like that.
Did you check out Saban and Belichick on HBO?
I have not seen it yet, but I'm looking forward to seeing it.
I am telling you, it is amazing. I'm going to ask both of you guys this, Stanzik, you too, because I'm wondering if you could just listen to two guys talk about their trade, talk about what they do for a living. And take it outside of sports, because Saban and Belichick, it's everything you would imagine it to be. Those two just sitting around talking football. It's riveting. It is fascinating. But Stanzik, I'm going down a path where, like, if you could listen to Jimi Hendrix, okay, and Jerry Garcia, for me, talk about playing the guitar and stories about that.
Yeah.
What would be your choice there?
Of
Like just two people sitting around talking, like two people who are great at what they do,
in the
and
same
you have
industry?
Access, you're a fly on the wall and you're able to hear them discuss what it is that they do. Like, I would love to hear like Warren Buffett and Bill Gates talking about finance. Like, to me, that would be riveting, you know?
Yeah, no, that would be awesome. I'm in for that one as well. There are a lot of people. It just depends on what you want to do, what you want to hear.
Right.
I love reporters and I love anchors, and I love people who are great at what they do in that particular thing. Like, honestly, you could put, I'm just thinking of a really fun, interesting combination here.
We can give you time to think about it, because Stanzik would go movies, I would assume. He would go like Scorsese at someone, right?
What came to mind for me was, and I'm sure they did an episode of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, but Seinfeld and Larry David.
Oh, that'd be great.
That'd be a great one. I mean, that's I got no problem with that one. That would be a lot of fun. You know, Adam Sandler, we brought him up before. He was featured in the New York Times Sunday Magazine. Like, he doesn't do anything. He's been on 60 Minutes. So all of a sudden, with this new movie, he's doing stuff. And I think, he's been kind of in the background, doesn't keep a high profile. I think his career is very interesting to hear about.
So like Sandler and like Chris Rock, just a fly on the wall, right?
Yeah, that'd be great. That would be a lot of fun.
Yes.
You could put Eddie Murphy with anybody you want, and I'm down for that too. Like, that'd be fun.
Kind of along the same lines, we look at you and Woj with just pure admiration for what you guys do in your respective fields and respective sports. Do you look at other reporters and other industries the same way, and if so, who?
Like I said, that's the part that I find interesting. Like, again, I was thinking of my reporter combination that I'd love to see. Woj and I, we've had so many talks, and we've become, I would say, close friends. Close friends. And, you know, he could call me and say certain things to me, and there's nobody I know outside, maybe Mort, who could understand the things that we go through on a daily basis more than each other. Honestly, Woj knows me, I think, in ways better than my wife does, in certain ways, professionally speaking. And he could call me like, hey, God, I'm sitting on the story here. Like, this is just brutal. Like, I'm waiting for this trade to come down. This guy's getting traded here. You know, what do you think? What do you recommend here? And I said, have you done this? Have you done that? Yeah. Oh, well, you just got to wait right now. Or just back and forth. And, you know, I've loved having him on our team. I think he's so good at what he does. He's just an animal at that stuff. And I've got great respect for him. And he does a great job.
Schefter, speaking of reporters, have you seen this picture of Jay Glazer, by the way?
Which picture?
You know, him, Stallone, Pacino, everyone hanging out at Stallone's house watching football games. That should be you, Schefter. That shouldn't be Glazer.
I'm not cool enough to do anything like Jay does like that. Nobody wants
Well, no, I think Glazer stopped working. You're still on the beat, you know?
No, Jay likes us. And, he's got his gym and all those people. He likes that stuff. Listen, it's fun to be around some high-profile people. But like I said, you know, he's in L.A. and we're in Bristol. There's a difference.
I mean, but I, just as I'm rattling off those names to you, are you getting insanely jealous? Like Guy Fieri was hanging out there, Sugar Ray Leonard. Again, yeah. This is all at Sylvester Stallone's house. They're hanging out, you know?
No, that sounds like fun. Again, nobody's ever invited me to anything fun like that. And so, no.
What if you hosted your own Super Bowl party, Adam? Who could you get there?
It would not be much fun because I'd want to call the party and be in bed by 9:30. So, like, you know, Miami when the party's starting at 11:30. I'd rather be in my room watching an NBA game, tracking my NBA fantasy team. To be honest with you,
I'm telling you, Stanzi, the thing he cares least about is football. I want Super Bowl Saturday. What do you guys think about that? Super Bowl should not be on a Sunday. You need a day to recover from Super Bowl. And I've been telling the NFL this for years, Schefter. Super Bowl needs to be on a Saturday night. It'd be perfect.
Well, you know, listen, it's funny because Saturday night of Super Bowl week is like one of the great party nights, right?
Yes.
And so, first of all, I don't remember the last time that I went to a Super Bowl party. Truth. And my Saturday night, and again, it just shows my 53 years here, I guess. My idea of a perfect Super Bowl Saturday night is like a 6 o'clock dinner reservation with Mort and Seth. Like, that's it. We're going to dinner as early as we can. We're going to be back in the hotel room by 7:30, 8 o'clock. Hopefully ABC's got on the Houston Rockets versus the LA Lakers. And I'm watching that game in bed, and that's it. I'm in bed sleeping by 10:30.
Stanzi, to answer your question, if you had a Super Bowl party, you'd invite Rodman. Dennis, the house is all yours.
Yeah. That's not a party. I don't go to parties as it is, and so that would be one I would steer clear of at that particular point in time.
Well, listen, congratulations on top three guests on first year's commodity.
Who were the other two? It was Jeff Van Gundy, me, and who else?
No, it was not Jeff Van Gundy. Jeff Van Gundy hasn't even been on yet. I mean,
it was
you, okay? Mike Golic Jr. and the Weekend Observations crew. They're coming on next week, and Diana Rossini. Those are the three.
Wow, those are the three, huh?
Yeah, those are, yes.
Heavy hitters.
Yeah,
heavy hitters. Oh, yeah, real heavy hitters.
Now, listen,
it was those three from a group of five guests over the course of a year, right?
Exactly right.
Well, if you want to round out the top five, we had a priestess on and a magician. So,
well, I've never been so honored to beat out the priestess and the magician, ever.
Listen, we were going to do a segment called Ask Adam Anything, but we're not going to do it because you're such a great guest and such a good friend. We're just going to let you go and not have to deal with taking phone calls. But we'll do it next time in 2020 where you try to repeat as one of the top guests on Stupidity.
Well, that is quite a challenge. I'm going to do my best to see if I'm up to it in 2020. And until then, I wish you guys a very happy new year.
All right. Adam, happy birthday. Happy holidays to you and your family. And seriously, man, we appreciate you always having time for us. So thank you very much.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you. Did I dial it up enough for you guys?
That was Stanzik.
That was excellent. Thank you, Adam.
I think once we got to Rodman, Stanzik was happy. That's all I needed.
Yeah, you perked right up.
Yes, we're good.
Yeah.
Stupidity.
Hiring is challenging, but there's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart, and growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. Codable co-founder Gretchen Huebner experienced how challenging hiring can be after unsuccessfully searching for a new game artist to grow with her education tech company. Oh, Gretchen. But then she switched to ZipRecruiter and saw an immediate difference. And you can too by signing up for free at ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. That's ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod, StuPod. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. And by using ZipRecruiter screening questions to filter candidates, Gretchen found it easier to focus on the best ones. Then find the right one. In fact, after posting her job on ZipRecruiter, Gretchen said she was honestly surprised she found qualified applicants so quickly and hired a new game artist in less than 2 weeks. Less than 2 weeks. How about that for a new game artist? Stanzik, that is quick.
Pretty good.
Yeah, with results like that, it's no wonder 4 to 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. See why ZipRecruiter is effective for businesses of all sizes. Try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. Again, it is free. You can try it for free. I am offering this to you for free at ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod, StuPod.
Stupidity.
Stanzik, I don't understand what Schefter doesn't understand, where he says people aren't interested in these stories about me. I would say people are more interested in those stories, like the Dennis Rodman story or him passing a kidney stone, than they are about what the Patriots are doing in terms of cheating.
I honestly didn't know, maybe I completely missed it, but I didn't know that he had passed a kidney stone. Did you?
I had no idea.
That stuff is crazy. You think of Schefter as this guy that's always working, is always on. You don't picture him like at a doctor's office or in a bathroom passing a kidney stone, the kind of pain that involves. I thought that was fascinating.
Yeah, but I love, like, the pain that he endured the most was he was not able to break certain stories while he was passing the kidney stones. It's crazy. That Dennis Rodman story, huh?
Mm.
Listen, that's why he's one of the three best guests of the year, man. But, like, Stanzik, I really don't get that. Why does Schefter understand that? People want to see, you know, his personality. They want to hear what Adam Schefter's really like rather than, you know, robotic NFL, here's the news, see you later, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you, and I think maybe some of that is Schefter kind of strays a little bit, especially on Twitter, where he'll put stuff out there. He's a big NBA fan, as we know and love.
Right.
I think you get a lot of, like, stay in your lane, stick to football. Like, that's the only reason people follow him. So maybe that kind of resonates with him.
Right.
But I wish he showed more of the personality like he does when he talks to us.
Listen, you could have it both ways. You could show your personality and still be hugely credible. There's no one more credible, no one better at what they do in our industry than Adam Schefter. You could say Woj and Kirchner and all those guys, and you'd be right, but there is certainly no one more credible than Adam Schefter. There might be as credible, but not more credible than Adam Schefter, right?
Yeah.
But he's got a great personality. He really, just like Tim Kirchin. Like, you've heard Kirchin with us. He's got a great personality.
Definitely.
And Diana Rossini as well. Same deal for her. All right, Stanzik. So thank you to Adam Schefter for joining us, and congratulations to him for being one of our three best guests of the year and most attainable. You're right, Stanzik.
He was thrilled to win that award.
He really was. So Stanzik, I don't even know how to get into our next guest, to be quite honest with you. All I can tell you is if you listen to any podcast in America over the last 12 months, you have heard, not famous, but you've definitely heard the name. Stupidity!
Stu, your old friend Dylan Miskiewicz is there.
Dylan Miskiewicz, what's going on?
Hey, Stu. Not much, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I got to tell you, I don't think any name has come out of my mouth more over the last year than yours. How about that?
Yeah, no kidding, right? I mean, I know it's been annoying some people, but thank you very much. We appreciate the support, man. So does ZipRecruiter.
It's not annoying anyone. It's been very lucrative for me. I don't know, Stanzik. I don't know what he's talking about.
I wonder if it was lucrative also for you, Dylan.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? It was an interesting experience, and it kind of came out of nowhere for us in this kind of quasi-partnership that we have with ZipRecruiter. It was a lot of fun. I've never been in front of a camera that much before in my life, so I was incredibly nervous when they did all the filming. And when I see I almost can't even watch the footage because I see myself and I'm like, oh, man, that's nervous Dylan. That's not Dylan having a good time, you know? But for whatever reason, it worked. I mean, they liked it. It tested well, and here we are.
Miskiewicz. And I feel like I can call you Misko, right? That's got to be your nickname, right?
Misko, Miski, man. Miski's the shortened version. My dad goes by Miski.
All right, Miski with us here on Stupidity. Stancic, you saw that, right? Like, you heard it? Did you just talk about yourself in the third person? You did, didn't you?
Well, I think he was talking about his dad, too. I'm going to give Miski a pass.
Well, no, he was saying that's not fun. That's not fun, Dylan Miskiewicz. That's nervous, Dylan Miskiewicz.
Oh, true, true.
Yes.
Alter ego.
There you go. That's what it is.
So I feel like I know you, man. I mean, I really do. I feel like I know everything about you. I don't know anything about you, but I feel like I know you. Do you miss the days of being able to leave your house without constant cameras in your face? I mean...
Well, I can't say there's been that much intensity on me, but I mean, it's been interesting having like little Reddit threads pop up with my name in them and Twitter threads and, you know, people making fun of me. People ask me if I'm related to Feifel. I don't know if you know Feifel Moskowitz from that Disney movie.
No. I mean, I probably should.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I know who that is. Yes. Your life has had to change, right? You're like a celebrity now. You're like a quasi-celebrity now, right? Like, you're definitely the most popular guy in the office, correct? Not just because you're the boss. I mean...
Oh, yeah. ZipRecruiter's asking me if I could do some funny videos for them for their team there because they spent, you know, thousands of hours listening to me talk about, you know, coffee and hiring and ZipRecruiter. I mean, it's weird. I mean, your life is probably like this too, right? I mean, there's like this, I don't know. I mean, people talk about you and it's not something that is normal for people to just know who you are that you've never met, right? I mean... Only in the modern era do we get that.
You got to take advantage of it, though, Misko, and steer the guy that can teach you how to
do it. Strike while the iron's hot. And I got to be honest, I think more people know who you are at this point than me. I mean,
well, I went out the other day and ran into an old friend of mine, and he used to do props in Hollywood, an older guy, and he said, "Hey, I saw you on TV. It's really cool, you know, because the ads on TV as well as all these podcasts." And I said, "Yeah, I'm thinking about getting an agent. You know, I'm just joking with him, right?" And he just stone cold stares me down and he goes, "Well, I think you should, you know." I mean, I don't know how many other companies there are like ZipRecruiter that need some guy like me to go around and yak about how great they are, but you know, we really like ZipRecruiter. I mean, it was a natural fit for us, man. I mean, we use their site for all the hiring we do and it works really well for us. So this is easy, right? I mean, what you guys do is it's a lot harder. I mean, you got to get up every day and talk about different things, and I mean, it's just for us it's just a natural fit, you know what I mean?
Does this seem hard to you, Dylan? Honestly, I mean.
I mean, it depends. I mean, if you like it, you like it. I think it's hard because I tried to put on, like, the best Dylan. You know what I mean? When we talked with them, when we did all the interviews and stuff. But, yeah. I mean, you just get up and you just do it. And the more relaxed you are, I think the better off that you are. But, yeah, I don't know, man. It's been a weird experience, if you can tell. And my response is I'm not used to it yet.
Which Dylan are we talking to now? Who is this?
You're like in between. I was trying to kind of psych myself out and kind of calm down and get ready for this, but right. You know, I can't help it. Like I always want to. Some part of me always wants to put on the right face.
You're a grinder.
Yeah. And you know what's funny too? When you guys are talking about movie stars and all that stuff, you guys did not see, and what ZipRecruiter did not see was all the scripted stuff that they asked me to do, which was terrible.
Oh, really? You ad-libbed, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. None of that made any of the final cuts at all. They only used the stuff where I didn't have to read a line. You give me a line to read, and it's like, it's painful, man.
Right. That's painfully stiff, Miskiewicz. I love all these alter egos, Danzig.
Yeah, I can tell.
I feel like we could do something with each one of them. So what does a director of coffee do? I mean, you've been hiring one for a year. What do they do?
You know, that's a good question. So director of coffee, you know, we produce a lot of different things here in terms of different coffees from different parts of the world, different blends, different espressos, and things change all the time. So the director of coffee has to look at all the coffee that we're buying, make buying decisions, decide based on taste, decide based on price, you know, what we're going to do with it, adjust blends, adjust roast profiles, and kind of basically oversee the whole process from green coffee, which is the raw coffee that we buy, all the way down through finished product.
So you hired a director of coffee. By the way, Stancic, athletes that connote a cup of coffee. Paul Coffey.
Paul Coffey. I think we did this one of the times we did the read. We did this.
Burnt sugar. So Miskiewicz, Miski, I feel like you become such a big star that was the job description. And now it's just that person. All they're doing is just getting you coffee.
Right? Yeah, I mean, it would be nice, wouldn't it? I wish we were that big. No, I mean, he still works. Brett was with us for a while. He's moved on, and we've hired another guy named Mike, and we also use ZipRecruiter to hire him. And he's working out great, and, you know, we're all so busy here. We all work so hard that he's doing his job, he's doing it well, and I still get my own coffee. Maybe if I could, you know, get that next the next actor gig, I could get somebody to get me coffee, but we're not quite there yet.
I'll tell you what, Miskiewicz, it's about time you name-dropped those guys, Brett and Mike, whoever they were, because it feels like you've been stealing the spotlight.
Right. Hey, you know what? Those Reddit threads, man, I don't know what it is about Miskiewicz, Moskiewicz, Mauskiewicz, but that's what's stuck in everybody's minds. But these guys work really hard, and ZipRecruiter helped us find them. So it's been a great ride with Brett when he was here, and also bringing Mike on and teaching him everything that he needs to know about the job and our practices and things like that. And everybody here who works hard, and it's just a good thing.
What the hell happened to Brett? He used you as a stepping stone? I mean...
Yeah, he moved on. He found another job. He kind of got picked up by another competitor of ours. Well,
director
not necessarily
of tea or
similar industry. He's working in beer now, so he's doing
director
something
of beer.
Else.
Yeah, it's an upgrade. Yeah,
yeah. No kidding, right? So he can drink beer on the job instead of coffee.
Miski, I think what Stanzik is trying to say is you need to get the f*** out of the way and let the director of coffee start doing the spots. I mean, you're hogging all the airtime, you know.
Hey, talk to ZipRecruiter, man. They're the ones who said, hey, Miskiewicz, you get out there.
Right. They want you doing funny videos now for? I'm thinking me and you do these together. We get paid, you know?
Let's talk to him. Let's find out.
Dylan Miskiewicz with us here. COO, Cafe Altura with us here on Stupidity. Why? Because Stupidity. How do you take your coffee, by the way?
Oh, man. Black coffee or straight espresso? That's how it has to be. What about you?
Espresso, gasoline, man. Like, why waste time with coffee when I could just get it done with a couple of shots of espresso, you know?
It's a lot quicker. Totally. I'm the same way.
So have Cafe Altura sales, like, skyrocketed since you've been the featured person on the ads for ZipRecruiter?
Oh, man, we've seen a bit of a bump. Yeah, we've seen our website busier than it's been in quite a while. And, of course, the holiday season always helps us out. And we're moving products. It's been a good thing, man.
Do you know Gretchen Huebner at all?
No, I have not met Gretchen in person, but maybe we'll do a partner ad with ZipRecruiter next.
I want to have you and Gretchen on together. Can we do that?
I don't see why not. Let's make it happen.
All right, Stanzik, let's do a Stillywood game with them.
I'm on it.
Listen, I'm telling you, like, Stanzik took me literally here, Dylan, because sometimes we'll just say random names like yours, and I'll say, Stanzik, get him on the podcast. And I did that a couple of weeks ago with you as I was reading your ad, and lo and behold, you're on the podcast. So I'm telling you, like, you and Huebner playing the Stoolywood game is probably going to happen, okay?
All right, let's make it happen.
What did you think of Levitard's wedding, by the way?
Levitard's wedding? Oh, man, that was outrageous.
You had a blast, huh?
Yeah, no kidding.
Remember those shots we did together on the night, me, you, and Dan Patrick?
Yeah, I barely remember. I'm not sure if he does, though.
How does coffee work, by the way? I mean, how does it work?
How does it work? What do you mean? Give me an example.
Like, just coffee in general. Like coffee company, coffee. How does all this work? Coffee.
Man, you know what? That's actually an interesting question. All right, here's the short answer. Coffee's interesting because it changes hands so many times in the distribution channels and in the supply chain that it's almost unmatched in the terms of the number of people and businesses that actually touch a product before it's brought to the final consumer. Mm-hmm. So coffee's grown all over the world. There are people who process coffee in countries of origin. There are people who export coffee. There are people who import coffee, broker coffee, roast coffee, wholesale coffee, distribute coffee, brew coffee. I mean, it's phenomenally complex. And it's one of the most heavily traded commodities in the world. So we're just one little small sliver of what happens between, you know, the farmer who's growing coffee down in South America and then that cup of coffee that you buy at the cafe. So it's interesting because we play this critical role, but so does everybody else in the supply chain. And the best way to think of it is as a chain, right? Like, everybody who touches it is a link, and anybody who does anything improper with that link breaks the chain. And the quality of the coffee or the experience of the consumer is affected by that. So it's an interesting industry to be a part of. It's very dynamic.
Billy Beane, by the way, Stanzik. Why coffee and not tea or hot chocolate? Why coffee? More lucrative?
coffee, yeah, man, coffee's where it's at. Everybody loves coffee. You know, it's something that everybody identifies with. It's the thing that, you know, you drink it, it's a commodity, but you identify with it. You know, it's part of what our morning rituals. I mean, I bet you have a favorite coffee, right? Like, what's your favorite coffee?
Well, I already told you that. Espresso. Listen, the key to doing this, if you want to be a big star, is you got to listen, okay? Espresso, just straight. Like, listen, I'm the kind of guy, I'm not going to drink 100 beers to get hammered. I'm going to do 2 shots of tequila, and then we'll do the same thing, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, Brad, I want to hear you say my favorite is Cafe Altura's espresso. Maybe I should be sending you some espresso to drink in the morning.
Feel free to do so. I will drink it every single morning if you want to do that. Listen, I'm all about free stuff. How do beans become liquid, just out of curiosity? Yeah, Dylan, listen, you'll get used to free stuff, by the way, okay? I mean, I'm certain that you're getting it right now. I mean, you are. You're getting free promotion from me.
No kidding.
Joe Jellybean Bryant.
Yeah, the liquid is just the extraction of oils and other like solubles from coffee. So you put it through an espresso machine, you pour hot water over it, and you pull out all the things that dissolve in water, and that's what you drink. Everything else is not water soluble, and you just toss that.
Huh. And how do you take caffeine out of decaf coffee? How does that work?
Oh, that's a good question. There's several
different
methods. You can use chemicals, you can use water, you can use actually supercritical liquefied carbon dioxide.
Huh?
And all of those are used as solvents to basically dissolve everything in the coffee that is soluble. They filter what comes out, basically suck out the caffeine, and then put everything back in, and then that's your decaf coffee. And so that caffeine becomes added in Coke, it gets put in caffeine pills, all kinds of other stuff that has caffeine added.
Well, what does caffeine taste like? Seriously.
Oh, man. You know, that's another good one, too. Caffeine is the standard for bitterness in professional taste testing. So it's incredibly bitter just on its own.
Wow. Stanzik, are you riveted by any of this?
Tim Duncan.
Oh, wow. Tim Duncan. That is f***ing amazing, dude. I've been racking my brain for an espresso one the entire time, Stanzik. I really have. Stanzik, do you have any more questions for Dylan Miskiewicz, the CEO, COO of Cafe Altura?
I think I'm fresh out. Pot's empty.
You're going to hate those f***ing lame coffee jokes the rest of the show, aren't you? Miskiewicz didn't even get the grinder joke, Stanzik. You noticed that, right?
I know. I thought that was pretty good.
I was waiting for that one, too.
All right. Wow. What a thrill. I mean, listen, I never thought on a podcast in which we had Adam Schefter and Dylan Miskiewicz, the person I'd be more excited about is Dylan Miskiewicz. But that's where I've arrived in my career. It'd be great. We'll have you on next week.
Sounds good, man. Let's do it.
Stupidity! All right, Stanzik. Wow. Dylan Miskiewicz. Miski. Was it everything you thought it would be?
Tell you what, it perked me right up.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he an early contender for top three guest of the year for next year?
We definitely got to have him back. And I love the idea of having different Dylan personalities and exploring what we can do with them.
What are you saying? Like, you want to have him on throughout the course of the year, maybe 4 or 5 times, but one time we just want bitter Miskiewicz?
That's right. When he's fired up about something, he's pissed off, he's bitter. We want bitter Miskiewicz. If he's, you know, in a good mood, he wants sweet Dylan.
Right.
If he's, you know, had 1 or 2 beers, he's light roast Dylan. Maybe if he's completely hammered, he's dark roast Dylan.
All right, you really want to do this?
Yes.
And what, just let him stay in that character?
Why not?
We're bitter Miski.
Explore the space.
Bitter Miskiewicz. We're going to turn him into a star. Listen, he can do this podcast for free if he wants. It's all his.
Get him an agent.
I mean, is ZipRecruiter going to be happy with that? I hope they are. And by the way, they fired their first director of coffee.
You know, that's not in the copy.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why that guy's name didn't make the copy.
I mean, he didn't fire him. To be very clear, the guy took what he perceived to be a bigger and better job. He's director of beer now.
I agree.
But ZipRecruiter has helped Dylan hire 2 director of coffees in the last 12 months. ZipRecruiter is going to be thrilled with that interview, right?
I hope so.
Do you want to run it by for?
Nah, I feel good about it.
Stanzik, do you have much money they pay me to do these pods?
No.
And you'll never know. But it's a lot. Make sure they're good with it. And if they're not, then get the CEO of ZipRecruiter on next week, okay? I'll turn this thing into a f***ing NASCAR, man. Stupidity.